This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm so excited for tomorrow. It just feels good, and I know life feels heavy right now.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
But tomorrow we're going to celebrate or cry. Either way, we'll be together, I promise. So we'll talk about the Senate. We'll do some emails. We're going to discuss something hilarious that happened last week politically first, though. So here's a little background. You obviously know the background between Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is tense. We covered it last week. Go download the show if you want the whole backstory on the who, what, when, where, and why. But Joe Biden has been stomping all over Dome ever since she became the nominee. Some say it's intentional. I tend to believe that. Some say it's been accidental. And everyone remembers Joe Biden's garbage comments from last week. I don't even have to play them for you, Chris. Don't even bother pulling them up. Everyone's heard them 1,000 times by now. The only garbage I see are his supporters. So here's something funny that got added as a little cherry on top to that whole Biden-Kamala Harris thing. Oh, I've been laughing about it ever since. Those comments, as I explained at the time, they really were disastrous for Kamala Harris. And they were disastrous because when he made those comments, there were only 7 days between those comments and Election Day. So you only had 7 days of campaigning left. And Democrats had to spend 2 of those days lying like they always do about what he said or saying it wasn't a big deal. They had to spend 2 days of the 7 cleaning up Joe Biden's poopy diapers instead of actually campaigning the way they wanted to. And I know this for a fact because of my sources, the Harris campaign was apoplectic about it. They were beyond furious that they had to clean up Joe Biden's poopy diapers in crunch time. They knew how critical this time was. Everyone who's been involved in elections knows this is the most critical time. Tonight, our ratings, not that I ever realized what they are, but I know that they'll be the highest in 2 or 3 years. And tomorrow, they'll be even higher than that. Everyone is paying attention now for a candidate. This is campaign crunch time, and they had to use 48 hours cleaning up Joe Biden's diapers. Harris was angry. Her people were angry, and they pitched such a fit that they did something. They told Joe Biden, this is Jackie Heinrich, I think her name is, with Fox News. I want to make sure she gets credit because she's the one who did the reporting. They told Joe Biden last week, Harris told Biden, no more campaign events for you. Thanks, but no thanks. Please stay away. You are not allowed to come out. We cannot risk another comment like the garbage thing. This, please stay away. Kamala Harris, her campaign, looked at Joe Biden and said, go sit in the corner. I don't want to hear from you again. Well, at first, the Bidens were angry, and then the Bidens started pushing back. Remember, these fights need to take place behind the scenes if you're a Democrat now. You can't have disunity, non-unity. Chris, what's that word? Whatever. You can't be not unified at this point. The Harris campaign realized that if they kept Joe Biden on the shelf, he was going to cause a stink. There were going to be articles about it. It had already leaked onto Fox News. And so they agreed, okay, no. Joe Biden, he's not on the shelf. Trust me, he's not on the shelf. In fact, look at this. He has a campaign event scheduled. He had one campaign event scheduled. One. He had a list of events before. They said no more events and canceled them all. He freaked out. They added one back to the schedule. And Joe Biden got up to the microphone and said this.
But I'm serious. These are the kind of guys you like to smack in the ass.
They finally let Joe Biden out of the dunce corner. And Joe Biden is allowed one event. And he just couldn't help himself. And we're never going to know. We're never going to know. You and I could go back and forth all day long whether he's doing this intentionally. A lot of people believe he is. And look, his brain is melting. So you never know. What do you attribute to that? What do you attribute to flat out malice? I will say, there's an argument for both sides. The argument for the malice side is this. Yes, Joe Biden's scrambled eggs, but Joe Biden's been in politics a very, very, very long time. Joe Biden would understand the implications of calling the supporters of the other candidate any kind of a bad name leading up to an election. He would know that. I would think even in his mental state, he would know you don't say something like that. And after you've said something like that, and it made so much news, he really would know probably not a good time to say this.
I'm serious. These are the kind of guys you like to smack in the ass.
He should know. He would know. But on the other hand, we've seen this from Joe Biden before. We've seen it during his presidency. Joe Biden's mind has broken to the point the filter is gone. All politicians have a filter because they can never be honest about how horrible they are. Democrats have the world's best filter because they're demonic savages trying to burn down the country, and they can never actually come out and say that. But Joe Biden's filter, which should be a Democrat one, the best in the business, has disintegrated with the rest of his mind. Now Joe Biden says the things Democrats all say in private because the filter is broken. They can't help themselves. New York Governor Kathy Hochul got out there and got in on the action this weekend.
It gave me a chance to tie the Republicans running in these seats, the incumbents, closer to Donald Trump, and remind everybody, if you're voting for these Republicans in New York, you are voting for someone who supports Donald Trump, and you're anti-woman, you're anti-abortion, and basically you're anti-American because you have just trashed American values and what our country is all about.
They can't help themselves. Here was Joe Scarborough.
I will ask the question that I think is a fair question to ask. Who raised these people?
Yeah.
Because they were...
He's talking about Trump supporters, I should know.
I will ask the question that I think is a fair question to ask. Who raised these people?
Yeah.
Because they were not raised by anybody in my neighborhoods that I grew up, any middle-class neighborhoods that I grew up in. These people were not there. They were not raised. I mean, they weren't in the classes I went to growing up in elementary or middle or high school or college. They just weren't there. That wasn't the America I grew up in, where people would laugh at the idea of people of press getting shot. Like, everybody would like sit around like, what? What's he talking about? Again, laughing at the Puerto Rican joke.
My God,
that Puerto Ricans are a pile of trash. Again, who are these people? Where are they coming from? And who raised them? And how did Donald Trump twist their point of view so much in 9 years?
Yeah, they're not doing all that well. Anyway, Jesse, would Dems such as the second beta gentleman actually dunk on his own wife, Dome, about putting her head down and getting to work? His name is Michael. Well, you also have to wonder, we're talking about Joe Biden. Surely Doug Emhoff, surely he knew what he was doing here, right?
Kamala did what Kamala always does. She just put her head down and she went to work.
Jesse, I see Liz Cheney on kissing up to the system again. I, like every sane person, am annoyed by her trying to get back in the limelight. My question is, does she move the needle at all? Is there any person in the entire country whose mind Liz Cheney will change? You know, that's an interesting question. Because we actually got a voicemail kind of along these lines, too. The guy's making a joke. But
Jesse Kelly Burger, Election Day is tomorrow. If you're still undecided, you can always check the last-minute endorsement announcements from the real experts, celebrities.
Okay. These celebrity endorsements. Liz Cheney's endorsement. Do they matter? Let's talk about that. And we will finally dig into the Senate GOP. But first, let's dig into Israel. Let's dig into, more specifically, the people in Israel who are dying and starving and under constant attack. Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas, but I repeat myself, the Houthis, all around them, they're surrounded and attacked. Knives, rockets, it's freaking awful. So who's helping the people on the ground? Not the government, the people themselves. Who's getting emergency food in there? Flak jackets in there. Who's building bomb shelters so you have a place to go when the rockets rain down? The IFCJ, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. They need your help to continue helping the people of Israel, so help them. Go to supportifcj.org. That's where you find out more, and that's where you can go help them. Supportifcj.org, or call them. 888-488-IFCJ. It matters a lot. Help. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, talking about Liz Cheney's celebrities in the Senate GOP before we get back to the emails and other things. Okay, so Guy asked a question. It's a very good question. Does Liz Cheney's endorsement move the needle? Guy leaves a voicemail. Hey, these celebrities. He made a joke about them endorsing people. So the answer is it does. We just don't know how much. And here's something crazy. No one knows. With all the information we have out there, all the data out there available, a million different ways they can figure out who you are, what you want, why you vote the way you vote, all these things. Here's how politicians look at things, Republican and Democrat. I want you to think about it this way. Have you ever had a pack of Sour Patch Kids or fruit snacks? You have, haven't you? I would hope so. Let's just focus on the Sour Patch Kids because those are so glorious. Stay with me. We're discussing elections here. If you have a pack of Sour Patch Kids and you live in a warm place, and you let them get warm, what are you going to look at when you open up the package? They're going to be in clumps, aren't they? Clumps. Because they're going to have melted together. So I want you to think about people who vote in an election like that patch of Sour Patch Kids that was left in the heat for too long. If you're a Republican, if you're a Democrat, you want to reach in there and grab the biggest chunk humanly possible, don't you? So you have to figure out, how do I grab the biggest chunk possible for me? So if you're Kamala Harris, what do you know? You understand that through 50 years of social conditioning, a bunch of single women in America love abortion. They love it more than life itself. That's what happens when your country gets taken over by Lucifer. The women of the country will enjoy burning their babies on Moloch's steps. So that's what we have in this country. You know that women will passionately vote to burn down Western civilization as long as they can keep murdering their babies. I'm not even being glib. That's the main driver of Democrat politics now. That's why every commercial you see about it. That's a huge chunk of Sour Patch Kids for Dome. So she's going to reach in that bag and she's going to take that whole clump out. And now everyone in that clump is hers. Okay, good. If you're Donald Trump, you're looking in that exact same bag of Sour Patch Kids. What do you know? You know that the American people, well, I'm not talking about you and me. You're an insider. You're the hyper-informed. You set yourself aside. You're not part of this conversation. The American people, they're mad about inflation. They're mad about immigration. They are. You have not been president for the last 4 years. Biden and Harris have been running things. So you know the people who are angry about inflation, the people who are angry about immigration, that is a huge chunk of Sour Patch Kids for you. Nice. So you reach in there if you're Donald Trump and you grab those because you know if you're an American who's going to vote based on your anger about illegal immigration, you're probably voting for Donald Trump in this election. Oh, sweet. Okay, so Trump has his clump. Now, Dome grabbed her clump, and Donald Trump grabbed his clump. And they understand that at the end, there's going to be a counting of the individual Sour Patch Kids. How many do you have? So Dome has her clump, and Trump has his. But they also know what else is going to be in that bag. Everyone's been in this situation. What else is going to be in that bag? Little individual Sour Patch Kids who didn't melt and clump with the others. Maybe there's a little two Sour Patch Kid clump. What, Chris? Maybe there's a one Sour Patch Kid clump. I know we don't have Sour Patch Kids, Chris. Maybe that's why I'm doing this. Maybe you should take this as a heads up that we need some friggin' Sour Patch Kids in the office. Anyway, don't get me upset. So now you're looking in the bag and there's a bunch of individual Sour Patch Kids. If you're Donald Trump, if you're Kamala Harris, you already took your big clumps out. You bank on those. Those are for you. You're looking in that bag and you're trying to grab every individual one you can possibly grab because you know at the end they're going to count them and the winner wins it all. That brings me back to celebrity endorsements. Liz Cheney, you specifically asked about Liz Cheney. I hate Liz Cheney. I'm assuming you can't stand Liz Cheney. I've never liked her at all. But is there a Republican out there? Is there one? Follow with me on this. Is there one Republican out there who is a Liz Cheney fan? And because Liz Cheney is voting for Dome, that person's such a fan, they're also going to vote for Dome. Of course there's one. It's a country of 300 million people. Of course there's one. So right away, you already agreed with me. The number's not zero if it is only one. And let's be honest, a lot of stupid people out there. The number's probably greater than that. If it is only one, well, having Liz Cheney come out in your corner, it's a vote you didn't have before. It's a Sour Patch Kid you got that he didn't get. You get to enjoy that sour goodness followed up by the fruity kind of sweet center and a nice chew on it if you get a fresh batch. You get to do that if you're Kamala Harris and you get that Liz Cheney voter. I'm not saying it wins an election at all. I'm not saying it swayed 10,000 people. I'm not saying that. But it's something. The entire point of these presidential campaigns is not the big clumps. They got the big clumps. The point is, how many of the individual Sour Patchies can you reach in there and grab out and enjoy for yourself at your leisure? There. I don't know why you're shaking your head for it, Chris. That was a great way of explaining things. What is your problem? We're going to explain the Senate problem in a moment. Before we do that, let's talk about Tunnel to Towers, baby. Tunnel to Towers, you see, Tunnel to Towers is out there making sure Americans remember 9/11. They do more than just take care of fallen first responder families and Gold Star families and homeless veterans. They have an education program, a 9/11 institute. You see, kids today don't know. How would they know? They weren't alive. They teach them about that day, about the sacrifice, about the heroism. You want to talk about, look, we did Medal of Honor Monday earlier. You want to talk about holding heroes up in front of children and say, hey, look, this is who you want to be? Tunnel to Towers does that. You realize that? Help them. All they ask for is $11 a month. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, and iTunes. So we're not going to spend much time on this tonight because, well, we're going to have to tackle this after the election, and we're going to focus on the election. But you know how I've been warning you about the Senate GOP leadership race and how important that is? Remember, if Donald Trump wins the presidency, his appointments, they're going to have to go through a Senate nomination process. Donald Trump's attorney general will be by far the most important thing he chooses. He needs a reformer there to go after the FBI, to clean out the rot in the DOJ. The attorney general, it has to go through the Senate. He needs a reformer from the outside, and it's going to have to go through the Senate. Headline from the Washington Examiner. Senate GOP braces for the biggest leadership shakeup in nearly 20 years. And it goes on to talk about John Cornyn, John Thune, and Rick Scott. We're not going to spend any more time on it than this. I will just say, you need to start leaning on your senator now to vote for Rick Scott. And it's not because I'm telling you Rick Scott is perfect. He is not. But John Thune of South Dakota and John Cornyn of Texas would be so disastrous, I can't even put it into words. They might actually, both of them, be worse than Mitch McConnell. They might be. And they are the leaders in the clubhouse right now. The two leaders in the clubhouse, they're people we cannot afford. Oh, and to add another little bit of doom and gloom on this, just, Chris, go ahead and write this one down. If those two, Thune and Cornyn, they are such swamp rats, if those two see that Rick Scott is possibly looking like he's going to get the top spot, don't rule out one of those two dropping out of the leadership race to endorse the other one for the sole purpose of stopping Rick Scott from getting the other leadership spot. And I know we're all up in arms about the election tomorrow, and we should be, and we should be excited, and we should be ready to go, and it's pedal to the metal, and I get all that all the way. I get it. This battle for the Senate GOP leadership position is so unbelievably important when it comes to the direction of this party for the next 20 years, especially if it's someone like Thune. Oh my gosh. It's a big, big deal. And I realize why no one's talking about it right now. We have other things to worry about. We have the election tomorrow, but it's a big, big deal. Let's talk again about how they live in the world of make-believe. Marco Rubio, speaking of Florida senators, Rubio, he did really, really well here.
That soundbite a moment ago from Donald Trump talking about training guns on the face of Liz Cheney. The Trump campaign says that was about foreign policy. Well, we just played it for our viewers and listeners who heard it. Isn't it possible to make the case without using rhetoric like that?
But Donald Trump doesn't talk like someone who's been in Washington for 30 years. He doesn't
training
say
guns
it the way
on
I
her face?
No, but that's not what he said. Mario, you guys know that. Come on. I mean, everybody knows exactly what he was saying. What he was saying is, you're so much in favor of war. Yeah, you played a piece of the soundbite, because in another piece of it, he said he would give her a gun to go stand in conflict as well. You don't normally give a gun to someone that's going to be facing a firing squad, which is what much of the media made it sound like. The point he was making is not a new point. It is a point that has been made by people in both parties for decades, and that is, you're all for war, and it's easy to be for war when you're in some fancy building and you're safe and sound in Washington, D.C. Let's see how much you are for war when you yourself get deployed into combat. That's the point that he was making, that he uses language that maybe is not what we typically hear from someone that works at a think tank. Oh, fine. But I think it's truly not just unfair. It's egregious to see that reported the way that it was, along with other things that are out there. I've never seen such a concerted effort. I've always believed there's bias because no one's unbiased, but I've never seen such a concerted effort like what I've seen, especially in the last 2 weeks, among multiple media outlets in this country, to in some cases breathlessly distort and lie about what's being said and to create and manufacture these gotcha moments against Donald Trump.
That was really well done. And he's not wrong. I mean, that was CBS. This is CNN.
Because this kind of rhetoric, this violent rhetoric that Donald Trump has been using, including when he referred to Liz Cheney just a couple of days ago, saying that maybe they should line her up and shoot some barrels at her.
This is why your liberal Aunt Peggy resides in a world of make-believe. She's insane. Because if you were a consumer and believer of the news, it's not that you know some things that are biased. You know things that are not true at all. Black and white lies. The level of dishonesty. Did you hear Obama?
Maybe you're Muslim American or Jewish American and you are heartbroken and furious about the ongoing bloodshed in the Middle East and worried about the rise of anti-Semitism. Why would you place your faith in somebody who instituted a so-called Muslim ban? Who sat down for pleasantries with Holocaust deniers? Who said that there were very fine people on both sides of a white supremacist rally?
Those are all lies. Everything he just said. Yeah, that's again, focus on the very fine people one at the end. Well, we'll start from back to front, not to sound like Pete Buttigieg. But The very fine people lie. It's on videotape. Do you want to talk about insanity? American Democrats believe that. They believe Donald Trump called Nazis very fine people. And what Donald Trump said that day, it wasn't said behind closed doors. This is not the year 1850. You don't have to hear from a guy who heard from a guy and then bank on the reporter being honest about it. What Donald Trump said that day, it's on videotape. And not some kind of exclusive videotape where you have to be a journalist like Journalist Jesse to have heard it. Everyone, if you own a computer, if you own a smartphone, everybody can watch that videotape and see what Donald Trump said. And yet your liberal Aunt Peggy believes that it's the truth. That's a world of make-believe created by these filthy, lying communists who lie about everything. Let's go to the rest of it.
Maybe you're Muslim American or Jewish American, and you are heartbroken and furious about the ongoing bloodshed in the Middle East and worried about the rise of anti-Semitism. Why would you place your faith in somebody who instituted a so-called Muslim ban?
There was no Muslim ban either. Your liberal Aunt Peggy, ask her about it. Ask her if the Muslim ban was real, and she'll say it was. There was never anything at all resembling a Muslim ban. Trump, he identified the countries that were Islamic terror hotbeds, and he said, we're not taking any more people from these countries because they're Islamic terror hotbeds, and until that problem clears up, no more people from that country. There were all kinds of Muslim countries who were still allowed to come here. It had nothing to do with a Muslim ban. It was the sect of that was jihadis. And yet your liberal Aunt Peggy to this day believes that he had one. The length and breadth of lies. In fact, I've got a doozy from the candidate herself. And just want to hear one last word from Dome? Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show before Election Day. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Let's go to the Harris campaign.
Kamala did what Kamala always does. She just put her head down and she went to work.
Sorry, that was the wrong soundbite. It was a mistake. I fat fingered the button is all. I fat fingered the button. Now, speaking of fat finger, let's go to Dome. And let's talk about dishonesty. Remember, we're always talking about these people have to walk this tightrope. They have to act as if they're not a bunch of savages trying to burn down the country. But at the same time, they have to let all the street animals who support them know, hey, I'm really trying to burn down the country. There's this thing called Prop 36. It's California. The essence behind it is, should there be harsher penalties for people who are drug traffickers and serial shoplifters? Because, you know, like Walgreens, all these businesses are shutting down in California. They're just getting pillaged. California is being pillaged and businesses are leaving. And so that's a very easy thing to take a stance on, right? Right?
How did you vote on Prop 36?
So I have, my ballot is on its way to California, and I'm going to trust the system that it will arrive there. And I am not going to talk about the vote on that because, honestly, it's the Sunday before the election, and I don't intend to create an endorsement one way or another around it. So, but I did vote.
We all know which way she voted, of course. She voted to make sure that the animals continue to be let out of jail. And why do Democrats want the animals let out of jail? It's not because they're progressive. It's not because they're nice. It's not because they're soft on crime. Stop using those words. They're fighting a communist revolution. Violence in the streets. Anarchy. Angst. Fear. This is the fertile soil where communism grows. People in a happy, stable society would never, ever choose communism. The only time people have ever chosen communism is when things are a disaster all around them. And when things aren't a disaster around them, the communists who are trying to make, who are trying to take over will cause the disaster. We all know which way she voted. Oh, and speaking of walking that tightrope, so this is in Pennsylvania. Remember, Democrats have been walking a tightrope with the whole Israel-Hamas thing. What do we do? Two-thirds of American Jews vote for Democrats. They make up a large portion of our major fundraising base. We know we can't come out as hating Jews, but we also bank on that Muslim vote, and we really need states like Michigan. There are lots of Muslims in there. So what do? You're about to hear two different ads running in the same state from the same campaign at the same time. I kid you not. The level of dishonesty.
Kamala Harris is targeting crucial battleground voters with vastly different messages on Gaza and Israel. This ad is running in Michigan, which has the largest Arab population in America.
What has happened in Gaza over the past 9 months is devastating. We cannot allow ourselves to become numb to the suffering, and I will not be silent.
All right, well, it's a very different story for an ad in Pennsylvania targeting Jewish voters.
Let me be clear.
Separate states.
I will always stand up for Israel.
I said same state. It was separate states, but I don't care. We'll just delete that from the podcast. Then no one will ever know.
Its right to defend itself. And I will always ensure Israel has the ability to defend itself, because the people of Israel must never again face the horror that a terrorist organization called Hamas caused on October 7.
These people stand for nothing. Nothing but power at all. Me? I stand for pure talk. You see, all these garbage cell phone companies, they take our money and they throw it at causes that make us sick. Go, whoever you have your cell phone with, AT&T or T-Mobile, Verizon, whoever you have your cell phone with, go to the internet, as long as you're not driving, and look them up and look up, let's say you have Verizon. Go look up Verizon Black Lives Matter, DEI. Go look up AT&T ESG. Are you happy to pay for that? Pure Talk cares about veterans. Pure Talk, they're veteran-led, Vietnam veteran-led. You'll pay way less. My bill is half of what it used to be. And I never have to feel bad about paying my cell phone bill. And they're on the same 5G network. So you don't sacrifice coverage. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. You'll save an extra 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
NBC giving Trump campaign free airtime after Harris SNL skit draws the ire of the SEC, or of the FCC, I'm sorry. That's right. Kamala Harris was allowed to come on Saturday Night Live and campaign the Saturday before the election, and it was so egregious by NBC, even the FCC said, no, sorry, Trump gets free airtime now. He got to run like 90 seconds of free ads because of that whole thing. Magnificent. Experts, Michigan climate change plan, green mandates threaten Michigan energy grid failure by 2032. Remember when Gretchen Whitmer was up for re-election and the women of Michigan flocked to vote for her because of abortion? Man, going to be tough when those lights go out, huh? What if they can do abortion in the dark? Poll, 1 in 3 young adults do not have and do not want children. I had a talk with my son this morning at breakfast asking him where his Halloween candy was so I could investigate. And he told me he's not telling me. So I totally understand the people who don't want kids. Home buyers lose $33,250 in purchase power as mortgage rates exceed 7%. Are we watching the disappearance of the American dream? I hope not. I certainly hope not, but man, there are a lot of bad indicators out there. Trump sues CBS for $10 billion over edited Harris' 60 Minutes interview. I'd almost forgotten that Kamala Harris sat down with CBS and she sounded like a complete moron. And those were the times we could see it. They edited out the worst parts of it. The Kamala Harris you saw in 60 Minutes, that's as sharp as she gets. Illegal immigrants desperately trying to cross the U.S. border before Trump wins an election. I want to again reiterate, it doesn't matter who wins the election. We cannot keep this country together long term if one of the two political parties believes in opening up the border. That's not humanly possible. We somehow have to get a reformed Democrat party or we cannot fix this place. You call, text friends, drive people to the polls. We will be right here live tomorrow updating you on everything as it comes in. All right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.